You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And next, I spoke to Daniel Fulton last week from Swim Safe regarding new programs which encourage children to learn to swim. First off, I'd like to talk about the Swim It Forward program, which looks to provide affordable swimming lessons to tamariki. What will this program look like when it's up and running?
Swim It Forward is an initiative that aims to reduce the financial barriers to parents by generating funds to assist more families to be able to afford swimming lessons. So what we're asking is the community, anyone that wants to and feels as though swimming's an important life skill, is to help us out and donate, say, you know, a minimum of one lesson, which would be around about $20, to help us help others in the community that can't actually afford swimming lessons and be able to get them in the pool and learning to swim.
So why is it important for our tamariki to know how to swim?
Look, obviously New Zealand's surrounded by water and it's such an essential life skill. Swimming lessons isn't just a, you know, learning to swim isn't just a sport. It's actually, it is the essential life skill. So, you know, by bringing your children into swimming lessons, they are learning something that's so important for their survival and around water.
There's a lot of drowning incidents, and they're particularly high over the summer. So this is one method, obviously, to decrease that. But what other actions are taken to decrease drowning incidents over summer?
Yeah, so essentially what we're trying to do is just bring Learn to Swim to the forefront of everybody's minds prior to this coming summer. So, you know, already this year we've had 74 drownings. Last year we had 90 drownings. So we're sort of, we're really trying to emphasise the importance of learning to swim and everything like that in order to, you know, hopefully keep bringing that awful statistic down.
What's a rough picture of how many children in New Zealand have low confidence or can't swim in New Zealand?
Yeah, so a recent report, the Swim Safer report that we conducted, almost a third of parents believe their children's swimming lessons or children's swimming skills and confidence is in the water is really low. So that's huge when parents are actually saying that about their children, that they don't believe that they could, you know, swim to survive, essentially.
Can schools play any part in this? I mean, a lot of primary schools have, you know, swimming pools and lessons.
Essentially, everybody has a part to play in this, you know. So we've got schools, we've got parents, we've got families, and then you've got, obviously, your Learn to Swim swim schools as well. So, you know, if each and every one of us actually take part in this and help prioritise Learn to Swim, then, yeah, definitely we can make a difference there.
Where can people access the Learn to Swim, Swim It Forward program?
Yeah. So basically they go onto swimsafer.org.nz and that will take you to our website, and through that you can donate, swimming tuition or locate a swim school that's part of the Swim Safer Week.
It sounds like a really good organisation and you're doing some great stuff. That was Daniel Fulton from Swim Safe talking to me about the new programs encouraging children to learn how to swim.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.